And welcome back to another exciting episode of Extra Feature. So I have a fabulous guest who's got a very funny short, Bad Boss Theory. The director, I presume the writer too. I guess I should look this up ahead of time, but sometimes I screw these up. Christopher Eilenfeld. Here, I got that right. I don't know how hard that was supposed to be for people.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This is going to be fun.
Oh, are you sure? I guess you were prepped for this? Uh-oh, I'm in trouble. I guess I better be funny or something. So let's start at the beginning. This really feels like something that happened to you personally. Like, I don't think this came out of thin air.
Well, the story was, so I was co-director with Michael Knepp, who is actually a famous novelist that does a lot of history books, and he's a bestseller. This came from originally from one of his scripts when I was in film school.
Okay.
And we decided to make a short film that, you know, wasn't the best of quality, I'll admit, but we had fun doing it. And when I show my audience, I hope everyone has fun because it was meant to have fun. So it's based off of one of the scripts he did from one of his books, and he changed the characters' names. But the dialogue was absolutely hilarious, and we all had a great time filming it. So,
okay, we have a lot of questions you've just opened up there. Who's your audience for this? Where you talk about an audience, you have a built-in audience already?
not really, just more of it's like friends and family,
Okay.
just trying to do the film festival circuit, try to build an audience. So I'm still trying to find the audience, but I would definitely say it's probably 12 and up. It's not for like little kids, but it's
Oh, I would
definitely.
disagree with that. I think little kids would get fun out of the characters.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm
I'm just
not saying
saying,
that
yeah.
I think they would understand what was going on, but I think they would like the names.
Yeah, Babs and Joffrey. Yep.
You know what I mean? Just the way you speak about and the way they speak to each other sounds like little babble to me, little kid babble. Like if they were talking like adults.
Yeah. No, that's a different perspective, I take it. But, you know, I personally won't think a 2-year-old would get it, but, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, 2-year-olds shouldn't be watching TV anyway, watching shorts. They should be playing with toys
Yeah,
and
well, you know.
running around the house driving
Yeah.
their parents nuts. At least I think so.
Play with Legos, you know, good
Whatever.
times.
Well, hopefully they'll put it in their mouth too often. The
There you
poor
go.
quality of the video you were, I had no problems with. I mean, I obviously shot, I wouldn't say this was movie quality. That's, I don't think what you were going for in any way. It looks like you just shot it with a basic camera. Or even your
Yeah,
iPhone, I would accept.
it was 720, Sony camera. Again, it was the first thing I ever did. I've definitely improved and I produced better quality since, but it was definitely a learning curve. It was also, me and Mike were just like having a great time. And actually Babs was my mom, who's the actress of the film, who I think she did fantastically because she never acted in her life before. So she did pretty well. So yeah, we just basically, like I said, it was a student film that, we had fun
Okay.
doing so.
So you say it was a student film. So what's the student film for? A final thesis or just to do it?
It was a class assignment that basically we had to basically film a thing in like 48 hours was like the class assignment.
Okay.
See if we can edit, shoot it, cut it. And then, it kind of was a bit in the back burner for a bit, because I mean, this has been a year old. So this was kind of like, see what happens. And, like I said, I just thought, hey, let's see what happens with it. So.
Okay, you're in film school. Usually, I mean, I usually assume film school students are about the same age. So when you're cast this, you obviously in an older demographic, or I don't think it would work. I mean,
Actually, with this is film school is anyone age, because
oh,
like
okay.
Mike's in his 50s, he was doing this for like, just like a joke kind of thing where he was just like, yeah, I want to do a film school and see how film works. So it was
Okay.
actually a wide range of, 18-year-olds. And I also, with myself, I was in my late 20s, so
Yeah,
it's
I
kind of like
accept
it's
that,
all
but I
over the
mean,
place from like 50s to 20s. So really, film crew, film school is really anyone who decides to pay for the class and try to get a degree. So,
So, was there, okay, I know you used your mom, that's fine, but you're not somebody you wanted to use in the film class, or it was just easier to get your mom?
Easier to get my mom.
Fair enough. I accept that. And who's the other gentleman then?
That's Michael Neff, who was the director too. So it was me and him and my mom for the crew.
Okay, so you're in the room, I want to say. So he's directing at you. So you're just basically the DP at times and the director, or?
Yeah, we're basically jack of all trades. I'm technically producer and editor too, and I was
Okay.
also a PA, so I was like a little of everything. I was basically taking his direction. We would run in, talk about what we're gonna do, try to learn the script, and then just, play it by ear and do a few takes and see if it worked, And also we had to wait for airplanes because the sound quality. Because we were near an airport, so we have to like stop and then like end the take because the airplane came in. So it was kind of like, a little stress on the aspect, but we basically made it work. So,
Okay, how did you find your location then? So you're at a real office. I wasn't sure if you were in a home office.
that was my house, and that
Oh,
was
so
my
I am
mom's
right.
office.
So you are in a home office.
Because we
Okay.
didn't, like you said, we didn't have a budget. That was also the other caveat was basically we only had like $100, and it was really to pay for people's time. And we had to do in 48 hours. And of course, me being greenhorn at the time did not have any locations from shoots, so I didn't know location scouts. So I basically said, "Yeah, we'll shoot out my home." So,
Hey, that works. And there's nothing wrong
yeah.
with shooting at your home. I have no issues. So you have the actors camp. Just seeing where I am because we're jumping over the place here.
Yeah.
Okay, so you being a producer and Michael's directing, did you have any sense of directing, or you let Michael handle all of that?
We kind of split it both ways because I did a lot of the directing, like more of the physical equipment kind of stuff. So like getting the right camera angles, trying to do rules of thirds on like the screen. Because there was times like, for instance, he would get out of like place like this. Then I'm like, oh, Michael, itch left, So kind of like get back into screen. So, stuff like that. And then Michael was mostly for the dialogue.
Did you, how, okay, so this is, you have 48 hours to shoot this. How early did you have the script to get to the 48 hours before you had to start?
We had the script beforehand. We basically talked like a week before, because we were talking with the class. Mike said, "Oh yeah, I already have a script," and he basically pitched it to me in that aspect. And then I straight up was like, "Yeah, let's shoot something out of it." And then lines, stars aligned as it were, and basically, it all worked out. So made a short film. So.
Was there dialogue practice?
Hour before we started shooting, but
So
that's
no,
I we kind of
that's
run like
definite no.
no, we run
Yeah, I know.
again, so
How did your mom feel about the process? I mean, she's never acted before. She's not really moving a lot, which is good probably for a first-time person. It was only a 10-minute short. I really don't care if they move or not. I mean, you're
yeah.
doing a two-person dialogue. Did she enjoy it? Did she have fun with it? Did she try different voices out? Or is this just her normal
She had
voice?
fun, but at first she thought it was like bad and embarrassing. Over time she kind of grew on her and she thinks it's funny. Like it's works better as a comedy as like a serious, flick. So if it was being serious, yeah, then it would be bad. But as like a comedy, like a dark humor, dry humor kind of thing, it's like great. So
Now I
the
have
tone of the
to.
movie changed.
So I do have to ask, your mom was waiting for this to be released to all her friends, or did you have a viewing party?
We as the years has gone on, we've been slowly showing the friends, and they always seem to like it. So,
So the Yummy Tums name, was that just something you made up?
that was all. Yeah, that was all what we made up. We just were, doing something on the fly that wasn't even on the script. So that was ad-libbed by my mom.
Wait, your mom ad-libbed his name just out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Because it
Because
worked
she couldn't
perfectly.
say, I forget what the script was, but originally it was like something, something long, and then she said yum and tums, and yeah, it worked. So we're like, yeah,
Oh,
we'll
that
keep
is
it. So
funny.
yeah.
Okay, now I gotta have your mom's like an ablative genius. What else did she ablative, if anything?
Just quit playing with yourself and stuff like that. Just like little ends to sentences that really convey that she's not happy with Godfrey, it was a lot of acting, that we're like, hey, we don't have to do the script single-heartedly for what we're
No,
trying to
definitely
do.
not.
So
Not with anything. See,
yeah.
I would say your mom really was enjoying playing with Godfrey's name. She seems to always have emphasis. Every time it would be a different emphasis on the name.
Yeah. Part of the humor.
Yes, absolutely. So, could you also make a reference to Dave Chappelle comedy? Is that just your personal taste or something you just added in?
It's my personal taste. And plus, I have since worked on a lot of comedy specials, so it's kind of like a hidden joke because I do a lot of stand-up comedy shows as a stage crew PA. I work with Comedy Dynamics all the time, so that was kind of like a little shout out now. But at the time, I said, "Oh, just throw Dave Chappelle in here. Why the hell not?" So,
So, how'd you find the editing process in 48 hours, having it to be ready to go?
Kind of stressful because you want, as you can tell, you want to try to make the movie the best you can, but when time's running out. And then trying to figure out Premiere Pro, which was the program I used. And of course, being new to that, I mean, nowadays I would probably do it way better. But at the time, it was kind of stressful because I was learning as I went to try to make it less choppy and less, So I did a lot more one takes, as you can tell, that try to make it make more sense instead of so choppy with the camera angles. So it was kind of like a learning curve of trying to make it make sense for the time I was allotted. But I remember it was very, very stressful when I was doing it. So
I'm going to take a shot at you. Please don't get upset, but it's an honest question. It doesn't look like you were using any lighting other than above lighting. Were
I
you?
don't take offense to that. No, I
Okay.
was doing natural light because we didn't have an LED light.
That's what I
Now,
thought.
if
I
I had
just
a
wanted people to
if
know this.
well, if I had a 40K light, which would have cost like 3 grand, I would totally do that. That would light up the whole room. But yeah, I use natural light on it. So yeah, I don't take offense. Like I said, the quality could have been better, but it's a learning curve. So
Did you find that difficult then, having such a small budget? I mean, your script obviously fits what you needed, but I mean, did you want to expand this scene or show more of the office or maybe some of the background before we got here?
Well, if it were up to me, I'd make a full-length feature and I would have adapted the whole book. I would have had like a car chase and, I would have had different locations if I could. But yeah, budget constraints and the short time. Like I said, this was the first thing I ever did. It was basically a learning curve. I'm glad I did it. But ultimately, yeah, looking at it now, I would have done a lot different. But, only so much you can do.
Who do you think hates who more in the short?
I think Godfrey hates Babs more.
I think they hate each other. I just think they just are done with both each other by the end of it.
Yeah. Well, Babs was meant to be a boss slash HR kind of person, so no one likes him anyway. So especially the
Okay.
HR people are always
You
like,
talked
oh.
about having, sorry, you talked about having $100 for your budget. Now,
Yeah.
did you provide food or anything? Is that what you did with your $100? I mean, obviously you're at home.
It was food and it was the camera equipment. So
Oh, you had to rent that?
yeah.
Okay. I thought if you went to film school, they have equipment for you to use.
Nope.
Oh, okay. Things I did
Unless
not
I was
know.
in class and then I can use the equipment, but I couldn't bring it home.
Well, that really doesn't help you much, does it, with this short?
No. But
Oh.
it was a tough lesson and it made you appreciate the equipment you do have when it comes to rentals. It was a good lesson, but at the same time, it was kind of a bummer.
Did
So,
you ever think of shooting it just on your phone?
I didn't have a good the phone. It was just a flip phone at the time, which, of course, a lot of these cameras have like 4Ks now,
Yes.
especially the Androids, and
That's what I
but
was thinking.
yeah, I'm just a broke filmmaker. I'm not rich, so I had a
Listen,
flip phone at the time, and
I'm a broke podcaster. I totally get where you're going.
that's not true. You got a show, sir. I appreciate
Okay,
it.
thank you. Your favorite
Yeah.
film?
What was that? Sorry.
Your favorite film?
That I ever worked on, or just in
No,
general?
personal favorite film.
Well, that's our tough choice, because I would say Lawrence of Arabia is probably my all-time favorite
Now I'm
movie.
going to have to ask, are we going full 4 hours or the theatrical cut?
Full hours. Because
Say
seeing that in 70 millimeter beats it. If you can ever see that in like a big screen, it's worth it.
I did watch years ago, and I mean eons ago, I had seen the full thing. And I mean, I
Yeah.
must have been 14
Yeah,
maybe when I
and Peter
saw it.
O'Toole being robbed for the Oscar on that. That's still Academy, what are you doing?
Well, there's lots of options. Do you still watch films now?
Yes.
Okay, your favorite film from this year?
Ooh, Ballerina. And then I saw Half a Naked Gun. That was pretty good, an homage to Leslie Nielsen. But of course, the projector broke, so I wasn't able to finish that movie. But I have to go back to that. But as far as movies this year, kind of stinkers so far. I'm just waiting for the later ones.
Okay, I'll let viewers. I'm gonna go off topic again. I went to see Mission Impossible in theaters.
Yes.
People have seen it. I'm right near the end. I'm at the big climax, just before I'm submerged in water at the time. I'll leave it at that. And the whole projector just goes.
Oh.
I'm like, you're kidding me. So I did have to go back and just, I will be honest, I did not watch the whole movie again. I kind of just went in at a certain time to finish it off because I was not sitting through that a second time.
Yeah.
So I was not too happy, but.
Well, let me put it this way. Are you a fan of the franchise as a
Yes.
whole? Okay.
Yes.
Wouldn't you say Fallout's like the top? It was kind of like hard to be after
Yes,
Fallout or
I would
Ghost
say so.
Protocol, very least.
Ghost
Yeah,
Protocol
because
is
it.
mine.
Well, I love Tom Cruise movies. I love Mission Impossible, but I
So
thought
do I.
the last two personally could have been better. I
I will
mean, they're
agree with
not the
that
worst, but they're
statement.
not the
They're not the
best.
worst. I agree, but you know what? They entertain me a lot more than other things I see.
It just, I thought the villains were weak, and the whole AI thing is kind of like, ew.
I agree. Your last question. One actor, could be male or female, you would like to work with in the future.
Christian Bale.
Ooh, nice choice. Tell everybody where they can find your work.
Well, you can find my work off of my YouTube, or you can basically research me off of IMDb. You can check out any of my shows, like Treehouse Masters, Grimm, Ninja Warrior. I've worked on a lot of reality TV shows, so if that's your thing, yeah, I worked on it probably. So,
Awesome. Thank you for your time and have a great day.
thank you, sir. Pleasure. Hopefully, we can do this again. All right.
We will.